God of the living word, give us faith to receive your message, the wisdom to know what it means, and the courage to put it into practice. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. When I hear that passage about Jacob and the well, I can't help but bring to mind the Joseph and his technicolour dream coat and the Ishmaelites on their camels in a rather amusing way. But I'm not going to talk about that or try to be in competition with such skilled writers, but something perhaps a little different this morning, as it's summer and it's family worship. Peter's wife and mother-in-law were enjoying their regular chat about the family and village comings and goings. But this time, Peter's mother-in-law was overwrought about Peter's latest rash behaviour. As if it wasn't bad enough that he'd neglected the family business to take up with the itinerant preacher Jesus, now there were tales of him trying to walk on water. Let's eavesdrop on their conversation at the point where Peter's mother-in-law is in full flow. "Well, I never. If there's nothing that your husband won't do for that Jesus, walking on water, I ask you, whoever heard of such a thing? I hope you gave him a piece of your mind when he told you. Even if he told you, that is. Or did you hear it from one of the others, like Andrew or Philip? He could have drowned, and then where would you be? Widowed and no income. At least he still occasionally goes out fishing, so you won't starve. But he's no good to you dead. What did he think he was doing anyway? Is it right what I heard, that Jesus was walking on the lake and poor Peter thought he'd do the same? I hear Jesus is capable of more or less anything, but that doesn't mean Peter can do the same, does it?" Her daughter interjects. "Mother, have you quite finished? Can I get a word in edgeways?" "All right, but I know you. You'll spring to his defence like you always do. You didn't even bat an eyelid when he first left his fishing nets along with his brother Andrew and friends, the brothers James and John. So I don't suppose you'll be any different this time. You'll be telling me next that he started healing people just like Jesus. Now I have to say I'm impressed with all those healings. Not least when he healed that fever I had. And he tells a good story too. I liked that one about the farmer sowing his seed that fell into different places. Nice story that. Then of course there are these miracles, like the feeding of all those thousands of people with only 5 loaves and 2 fish. Amazing. I tell you, just amazing. I was there, so I can't argue with that. But this walking on water, that's a different matter. You never know with that sea. It's so vast, it can be like a mill pond 1 minute and the next a raging storm. Well, that's like life, really. All peaceful, jogging along nicely. Then something comes along to rock the boat. Sorry, poor joke. Her daughter tries to get a word in. "Mum, I think you've said enough. If you'd just allow me 5 minutes to give Peter's side of the story." "All right, go ahead." "Well, as you can imagine, my Peter and the others were bowled over by Jesus feeding all those people from only 5 loaves and 2 fish. They've been with him a while now. They've been spellbound by his stories about the kingdom of heaven, amazed at his power to heal, gripped by his fresh way of expressing God's love for us all, challenged by his teaching them not to worry about anything, and gone in trepidation when he sent them to do the same. So Jesus walking on water was just another incredible act in a long line of incredible acts. But as Peter said to me, it was early in the morning and a bit rough. So at first he wasn't entirely convinced that it was Jesus. So he needed a bit of proof. So he thought, if it is Jesus, he can do anything, including helping me to walk on water. So when Jesus said, come, he recognized his voice and went. I know what you'll say, just like he did the first time Jesus called him. Nevertheless, he began to walk, but his trust faltered when he became distracted by the wind and he began to sink. But instinctively he cried out to Jesus to save him, which Jesus, being Jesus, had no trouble doing. So naturally, Peter was relieved for several reasons. He had not drowned, and he and the others were now certain it wasn't the lack of sleep playing a trick on them. It really was Jesus, and they knew from that minute that he is the Son of God. That's all very well, but no buts about this, Mum. Peter and I, and all our friends, are convinced that Jesus is who he claims to be, the Son of God. No amount of your buts will change our minds. We put our trust in him and pray you and many others will do the same. And if he calls us to do something that seems impossible, that's when we'll have to trust him even more. Well, all right then, if you say so. I just hope you're prepared for what might happen in the future and you don't lose your nerve, especially that husband of yours. Amen.